I give my best under all circumstances. I give a superior performance. That's Dr. Herbert Albarly, Dean of the University of Healing, with a thought for today. I give my best under all circumstances. I give a superior performance. How many of us have had some tough circumstances in our life? And the tough circumstances made us act little less than our best performance. In these tough circumstances, we feel, well, I got a right to be unhappy. I got a right to be mad. I got a right to be all these things. And we do. We have a right to be anything we want to be, but we pay the penalty. You see, when we are sorry for ourselves, when we are feeling sorry for ourselves, what we do is we put a cause in motion which says that we are not really wonderful people. Now, why does that say we are not really wonderful people? Well, what it means, when we feel sorry for ourselves, we feel that everything's not going our way, that everything is not harmonious for us, that everybody doesn't just love us to pieces. And when we feel that way, we are knocking ourselves right out of the saddle of saying, I'm number one. I like me. This is a beautiful world I live in. I'm master of my thoughts and my conditions and my circumstances. You know, we do it to ourselves. Someone can come along to you and say, you are a terrible person. And you say, hey, I don't want to be a terrible person. Where am I a terrible person? Help me with that, because I don't want to be a terrible person. And the person will immediately help you by saying, I have no idea. I was just pulling your leg. I was just giving you a hard time. You see, when we immediately jump on the bandwagon, and say who we really are, not allowing any negative thoughts to come into our mind, especially not negative thoughts of, nobody loves me, nobody cares about me, everybody's giving me a hard time. See, those thoughts, they're killers. They are really killers, because it's not true. And how do you fight something that's not true? This is what humanity throughout the ages has always fought, something that's not true. Have you ever been blamed for something you didn't do? You felt hopeless in defending yourself, because how can you defend yourself for something you didn't do? You say, I didn't do it. People say, well, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And so people believe that that's true. Mm-hmm. So what you don't do is you don't put causes in motion which belittle you. You always put causes in motion which enhance you and fulfill you in every beautiful, wonderful, dynamic way. I like me. People come up to you and say, hey, I get the feeling that you like yourself. I do. Why do you like yourself? Well, for one, I'm fun to be with. I enjoy my own company. I enjoy going to the movie. I enjoy staying at home. I enjoy going to the park. I enjoy walking along the edge of the river and just singing to myself, oh, what a beautiful morning! And all the ripples of the river just vibrate with my singing. They love me. Hey, hey, they love me. My audiences are ripples on the river. And they're all clapping and joining me. Come on, Herb, give us some more music. Come on, we like what you're doing. They don't disagree with me. I create them agreeing with me. And so I sing on and on and on. We were in Gstaad in Switzerland, and the lady took us out for a walk one evening, and it was Stefan and I, and we walked along the edge of a river there. It was just a tiny little stream, maybe about 8 or 10 feet wide, but very pleasant, very running. Fresh mountain water coming right down from the top of the mountain into this little village of Gstaad, not very far from the top of the mountain. And as the water bubbled along, I looked at it, and I was with these two people who were sort of, at the moment, not doing anything impressive. They didn't talk, they didn't sing, they didn't do anything. I would say something to them, and they would just sort of make a one-syllable response. And so I said, tell with you. And I said, I'm going to talk to the river. And so I began singing all the songs that I could think of to the river. And the river was saying, more, more, more! Hooray! Herb is here! Everything's okay! And as I sang, the river just rippled along, and a little puppy dog came along. And he sat in front of me, and he watched me while I was singing. And he says, "You are good. You are very good." I said, "Thank you, sir." And he went on back to his master. And then his master came back to me, you know, after his dog told him what he heard. And he stood there listening to me sing. And he said to himself, "Wow, what a joyous voice. What a marvelous voice. You should be in La Scala. You should be, you know, singing in the opera somewhere. You're good, you know." And this is what I saw in his face. He didn't say it, in fact, but he just stood there with a big grin on his face saying to himself, "This guy's happy, you know." And I walked along, and I saw all sorts of logs that were sticking out into the river where they'd, the creek where they'd fallen down, and nobody picked them up because that's part of the naturalness of it. And the water was going boom against the log, boom, 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 and just singing, and it gave me a new melody. Gave me a new rhythm to sing with. And I just had such good time, such good fun there. And even the lady and the gentleman who were with me, they began to sing too. They didn't realize what they were doing, but they began to sing. And she sang very nicely. And he was maybe 100 feet or more away from us, and he could hear us, and he was singing away too. And we just had a wonderful time. But you see, all that comes when I give my best under all circumstances. I gave a superior performance. So then we walked down through the street of Gstaad. Now, Gstaad was being used as a movie scene format for a Santa Claus movie. And there was no snow on the ground, as it was yet early in the season, but they had pretend snow on the ground. And all over, everywhere you looked, they had this pretend snow. And there was these boys with their machines blowing snow here and there. And we walked right through the middle of it because we noticed they weren't really filming at that moment. They were getting ready to film. And we were watching as the people were getting ready to film. We thought, isn't this charming? But the lovely Christmas trees we saw standing all around in the yards, somebody had set them there, you know? They weren't for real. They were Christmas trees that were brought in to make it look like a festive occasion. But all Stefan and Beatrice, B, and I, we just thoroughly enjoyed them. We looked at everything and we said, "Isn't that beautiful?" And then we went into a restaurant. Now, amen. I give my best under all circumstances. I give a superior performance. And we walked into this restaurant, and every restaurant was closed, every one that she wanted to take us to, because she had many favorites. But it was a night that they were closed. So we went into this restaurant she hadn't familiar with. And we walked in, and the young man who greeted us at the door, he said, "Come right in English, you know." And I thought, "Wow, good for you." And I said, "We want the best table in the house." And so he showed us to the back of the room. And it was the best table. It was really nice. We were sort of like snuggled in behind a great big heater stove, you know, and a lovely table. And the next thing we knew, the waiter came out. And the waiter was just flamboyant, just glorious. And he said, "And what will you have tonight, you know?" And so I think I ordered trout or something like that. And so then the waiter says, "What are you having to drink?" And I said, "I'll have a glass of wine." He says, "Well, now we have many selections of wine. Which one would you like?" And he named many fantastic brands, you know. And he brought me a standard Chablis, which was just what I wanted. And we sat there and we ate. And we don't remember what we ate. In fact, I don't remember what the plate looked like. But the conversation was so charming, so beautiful, because I gave my best under all circumstances. I give a superior performance. And they, too, were giving a superior performance because they were having a good time. I imagine if you ask them, they may remember because they ordered it, but not because they ate it. We were so speaking and enjoying ourselves, which we didn't do on the walk down the creek, but we did there in the restaurant in this charming atmosphere. It was just beautiful. But under all circumstances, you give your best. Whether you're walking down a creek with a couple of silent zombies, you know, or whether you're in a restaurant with a couple of live ones, like I was. And, man, it was just loads of fun. It was just loads of fun. But always remember, that's the most important thing for you to do, most important thing for us to do. Always give your best under all circumstances, whether you're being bored, walking down the river, and you sing, and you, why, it's just a new life. Or you go into this glorious restaurant where you meet every person in there who speaks English. And of course, Bea had to stick her nose into one booth there. It was an older couple who were eating and sharing together. And she says, oh, that looks like a delicious meal. He says, if you don't mind, you know, we want a little privacy. I think that, and he was with a young girl, a young lady. And I think that he didn't want to even be noticed. But we didn't mind. And we walked out. We said, I know what you're doing. But we just had a great time. And you see, that's the thing to do. Under all circumstances, be your best. And always give a superior performance. And you'll remember it as a joyful, happy, wonderful experience. So, that's what life is all about. Enjoy it now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.